Welcome to the audio edition of In Touch Online for June 2023, with an introduction from the Provincial Grant Master. I'm sure many of you will have seen the incredible graphics produced by the Provincial Communication Team, confirming and celebrating the indissoluble link between the craft and the Royal Arch. Their work is not simply to demonstrate their prowess at putting together a great set of superb images. It is much more. It is to acknowledge a truth which was first announced in 1813, that ancient Freemasonry is the union of the craft and the Royal Arch. The recently appointed Pro Grand Master, who is also the first Pro First Grand Principal, has set the craft and the Royal Arch a challenge, aptly named the Membership Challenge. It has at its heart a very straightforward message. How do we grow our membership? For some of you, the very mention of the word membership, especially when linked to growth, is enough to induce a sense of, here we go again. However, as the Pro Grand Master Jonathan Spence has made clear on a previous occasion, we are a membership organisation. As such, new members are key to our long-term future. The membership challenge is not only about welcoming men into the craft. It's also about retaining the members we have and encouraging them to continue their journey from initiation to exaltation. It is so important to recognise the link between the craft and the Royal Arch, and to acknowledge the fact that the Freemason's journey is incomplete until he has had the joy of being exalted into the Royal Arch. The membership challenge will only be successful if we can welcome new members, stem our losses, and encourage the transition to the Royal Arch. One organisation, one journey. We are Wiltshire Freemasons. In September 2023, for the first time since before the Second World War, a quarterly communication meeting will be held outside of London. The venue could not be any better for Wiltshire Freemasons, as the chosen location is the International Convention Centre, Caerleon, near Newport, South Wales. I really do trust as many brethren as possible will use the online facility to register their interest in securing what I guarantee will be a hot ticket event on Wednesday the 13th of September. To register your interest in attending this event, just follow the link on the online version of this newsletter. And from the Deputy Provincial Grand Master, the Wiltshire 2028 Festival has got off to a great start. Thank you to those lodges that have already made a significant contribution to their goal. I really am so pleased to see the funds flowing into our Provincial Wiltshire 2028 Festival Relief Chest, number E2028. For those lodges still to be persuaded to move funds from their own lodge relief chest, let me say that an interest rate of 6% payable on money in E2028 should be sufficient incentive for your lodge treasurer to release the money. One festival event I trust we will all be supporting is the cycle ride being organised by Alan Coleman and Richard Legg, both members of the Royal Sussex Lodge of Emulation. Over the next 5 years, Alan and Richard will be inviting cyclists of all standards to join them as they visit every Masonic meeting venue in the province. The first cycle ride will be on Sunday the 3rd of September 2023, and starting at 9 a.m. from the Planks, Swindon, will travel to Highworth, Malmesbury, Carn and Marlborough. The boys assure me that the ride will be very sedate and not at all like the Tour de France. So give the bike a service, pump up the tyres, don the lycra, don't forget your helmet, and join Alan and Richard for the ride of a lifetime. And remember, it's all for a good cause. You can donate or sponsor online by clicking on the link on the webpage version of this newsletter. To enter the event, there is an online application form you can access by clicking on the silhouette of a cyclist on the same page. On a slightly different scale, I was very impressed to read that the Master of Lodge of Concord, Mike Boddy, will be taking part in the fan dance race on the 8th of July. Interestingly, it's nothing to do with fans, and it's much more than a race. It's what the SAS and the SBS do as part of their qualification process. Mike will be in the Brecon Beacons, recently renamed by the Welsh Government, as a competitor in a 24-kilometre race, carrying nearly 16 kilograms of kit whilst trying to complete it in SAS-SBS selection time. Although I'm sure we will all be very happy if he completes the course, no matter the time. Good luck, Mike. Mike is doing this to raise funds for the Wiltshire 2028 Festival and the Masonic Charitable Foundation. If you want to support Mike, why not sponsor him by clicking the link on this article on the webpage? The Grand Superintendent, John Reid, has announced the appointment of Comp David Clatworthy as Communication Officer for the Royal Arch. David will be working closely with the Craft Communication Team as jointly they promote the message that Craft and Royal Arch is one organisation on one journey. One of the ways David is helping individual chapters is by championing and promoting each of the 17 chapters in the province. The May spotlight was on Wiltshire Chapter of Agriculture, linked to Wiltshire Lodge of Agriculture. To feature your chapter, please contact David by email on racomswilts@outlook.com. With the current season of Masonic meetings coming to an end, the families, friends and members of the Vaston Lodge proved they know how to party when they gathered at Alexandra House in Rawdon for the Lodge May Ball. The excellent venue was the perfect backdrop for a great meal with fantastic entertainment provided by not one, but two live bands who filled the room with a selection of tunes ideal for an evening of celebration and dancing. Incidental music for the dining was from a fine duet of musicians from the dazzling 41 Degrees Swing Band, who provided the dance music after dinner. And then just when things might have come to a close, the second act, a pop tribute band called Good Times, hit the stage and performed numbers from the swinging 60s onwards. Master Jonathan Bourne was delighted that everyone enjoyed the evening and was particularly pleased to have raised funds for distribution to a number of Masonic charities. Five brethren from the Lodge of Brothers in Arms volunteered for a day's heavy gardening at Buckland Court Care Home in Amesbury, which is run by the Orders of St John Care Trust. The challenge was to remove a large rockery into two skips and fill in a disused pond. Some 10 cubic metres of rocks and soil were shifted. With blazing sunshine, a good sweat was built up, especially when it came to lifting the full wheelbarrows into the skip. There were various comments about how much it resembled military fitness training. The event was arranged by Brother Chris Lyons, whose wife works at Buckland Court. Brother Chris also presented a cheque for £200 from Brothers in Arms to the deputy manager. One of the most frequent questions posed to me is to do with the wearing of Masonic jewels, and despite numerous articles in Across the Plain, In Touch Online and on social media, it seems as if there is still some confusion as to what is right and what is wrong. The Provincial Grand Master has asked that we should repeat the previous guidance. Lodge bylaws are silent on such things as jewels, and rightly so, as a lodge does not have any authority to create a jewel or determine the wearing of a jewel without the express permission of the Grand Master, delegated to the Provincial Grand Master. While bylaws and the constitutions are classed as rules, just as important are the customs that control behaviour in social groups or social situations. This is often referred to as etiquette, and for many, doing what is right and proper over and above what falls within the strict rule of law is a mark of common decency. Wiltshire Freemasons are encouraged to follow provincial guidelines in respect of etiquette. If qualified to do so, you should wear the Royal Arch jewel, and it is always worn as the first jewel on the left breast nearest the heart. Again, subject to qualification, the next jewel is the UGLE Tercentenary Jewel, followed by the Provincial Festival Jewel, when in festival, and until it has been designated a permanent jewel. And then by any lodge jewel, which in Wiltshire should only be worn in the lodge to which they refer. Incidentally, it is quite strange to see brethren still wearing the 2005 and 2017 festival jewels. Far better to be wearing the Wiltshire 2028 festival jewel. Provincial officers of this province and grand officers do not tend to wear founders, past masters and other lodge-specific jewels. It might come as a surprise to many forming and serving members of the armed forces to discover that the wearing of military medals is not advocated by the Book of Constitutions. Indeed, Rule 239 BOC is explicit in determining that the regalia, clothing, insignia and jewels to be worn are as hereinafter prescribed, and no brother shall be admitted into any meeting of Grand Lodge or of any subordinate lodge without the clothing appropriate to his rank under the Grand Lodge. Masonic etiquette dictates that it is inappropriate to wear civil or military decorations and medals with Masonic regalia. When we enter the lodge room, we leave our distinctions of ordinary life behind us and are all brethren. To avoid any misunderstanding, the diagram on the webpage shows the order in which Masonic jewels are to be worn in Wiltshire, subject to qualification. 1. The Royal Arch Jewel. 2. The UGLE Tercentenary Jewel. 3. The Provincial Festival 2028 Jewel. 4. A Lodge Past Master's Jewel, but only in the lodge to which it refers. And 5, a lodge centenary jewel, also only in the lodge to which it refers. The Wiltshire 2028 Festival Jewel has clearly captured the attention of many members of the province, so much so that the provincial Grand Master has commented on the number of brethren wearing a jewel. It really is a nice jewel, and if you are unaware of the qualifying process for a festival jewel, your charity steward is the go-to person as the face of the festival in the lodge. A brother or companion qualifies for a festival jewel when they have given either £600 to the festival or signed up for a regular payment plan that will reach £600 by December 2028, or a combination of the two. Jewels are available from the Provincial Communication Officer. Place your order by email to pcowiltshire@gmail.com. Please pay £10 per jewel by bank transfer using the details on the newsletter webpage. Brother Bob Firth, Lansdowne Lodge of Unity, was recently approached to see if the Freemasons could help with donations of foodstuffs to the local community. The rallying cry went out, and very quickly Chippenham Freemasons responded with donations of various food items to support the worthy cause. Fighting hunger with food waste, collect good food from local supermarkets that can no longer be sold, and distribute it to individuals, families, food banks, schools, and any organisation who feel they could benefit from an extra hand with food in the local area. They currently support some 1,400 families and several organisations in the Chippenham area, and demand for the service is rising. And in spite of those regular donations from local stores and shops, they do at times run low on supplies, and this was one of those times. Chippenham Freemasons were more than happy to support this worthy cause, and yet again demonstrate that charity is in a Freemason's DNA. Pictured on the webpage with their hands full are Brother Bob Firth of Lansdowne Lodge of Unity and Brother Martin Stringer, the master of Vale of Avon Lodge. Want to take part in the Wiltshire 2028 Festival Masonic Cycling Event? Sunday the 3rd of September sees the first of 4 annual fun cycling events for all the family, with various distances ranging from 14 to 71 miles, and themed as an entered apprentice event, starting and finishing at the Swindon Masonic Centre. Go to the webpage version of this newsletter and you can join in by clicking on the cyclist. Sponsor an individual or team by clicking on the QR code, and view the route by clicking on the road. For more information, contact Alan Coleman on cycling@acoleman.com. Christmas is coming, and this year it will really be a very special family event with a festive Christmas carol service in the beautiful surroundings of the Marlborough College Chapel on Sunday the 17th of December. Mince pies, mulled wine, and a host of well-known carols, a perfect start to Christmas. Register online using the link on the newsletter webpage. Thank you for listening.